Hello and welcome to another edition of God Is At Work podcast. This is episode number 12. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Roy.
And there are changes that are happening here at the podcast, specifically with new media, because this will be the last time we will be recording in this office. Why?
It's a 4x4 room. We're actually standing up. No,
not really. We're sitting down. Yes. No, but what we're trying to say is next time you'll be hearing us, we will be recording in the new media center, a real one.
Wow, it's a building.
No, it's just it's a bigger room. But you know, it's actually a big room just for new media.
Yeah, about 2 steps away from this old one.
Yes. But more high-tech in a way because it's soundproofed a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And all of our stuff will be moved there.
Oh,
so
great.
And there's major improvements also because you're hearing us right now a little louder than usual because we're using 2 microphones.
Yes, we're finally blessed with 2 microphones.
So,
so we're not like...
we're not sharing one mic.
Yeah, it's unhealthy.
It's not like we're eating it or something, but there are a lot of major changes happening, and we're doing this because we understand the power of God working through the podcast.
Amen.
And we just want to make, you know, little steps and improvements. So as you guys listen to this podcast, we are also doing our best behind the scenes, making the podcast better for you.
And we know that we just want to acknowledge that God is faithful.
Yes, He is.
To this program.
You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying that we can get some really good exposure, not only in the internet, but even here in the Philippines, or maybe a radio show in the States. I don't know. Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
You're really stretching the vision, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got to run with it. You
got to
run with it.
All right.
Now, speaking of stretching our podcast, somebody emailed me a few weeks ago and they were asking how we can put some interactivity in this podcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
We want to make you become a part of this podcast. So this is what we're going to do. Starting in this episode, we are going to tell you in advance what the topic will be for the next episode, which is episode 13 and so on and so forth.
And why is that? Why are you telling them?
Why is that? Because we want you to participate in our discussions. We're going to give you the topic and then all you need to do is just send us all your responses regarding this topic. A testimony you want to share, an insight you want. Send it at info@wordfortheworld.com. Now, there's a cutoff date.
Mm.
Our cutoff date, because we usually record our podcast on Wednesday, which is, in this case, it will be on October 18.
So that's the deadline.
So if you're in the Philippines or somewhere around the Asia region, it's October 18. Now, if you're on the other side of the globe, mm-hmm. It's 17, October 17.
Yes.
Or barely a week to send all your emails. Now, this is the topic. Can you read the topic for episode 13?
How do you share Christ to others?
Right.
I would like to repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you share Christ to others?
Yes, we want to know how you share Christ to other people. Let's face it, it's one of the most difficult things a person could do.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
So, we want to know how you guys share the word of God out there. How do you share Christ to others? So send us your emails.
And how do you feel about it too?
Yeah,
Tell us.
Do you feel comfortable or are you going through struggles? So we want to know. Put your name there, your email address, send it to us and your response as well. info@wordfortheworld.com. This is for, and put there please, for episode number 13. How do you share Christ to others? All right. You like that?
Yes.
All right.
I like feedback.
Let's have some cheering.
Yay!
I put that just a bit. Okay, let's read some emails.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
And this email comes from a very good friend of ours.
She's an American.
She's a very dear friend of ours. And her name is?
Sherry Sean.
Hey, Sherry. I know you're listening to this podcast.
And, yes.
We just happened to see your email and we said, hey, why don't we read it? So it says here, Pastor Rodney, Sister Evelyn, podcast is really great. I'm so blessed by it and I find myself connected to you both, even though I am across the world, the other side of the world.
Yeah, she's in San Francisco.
Really? Hi.
I'm in California. Pardon me, Sherry. California.
Hi, guys. Everybody, all the Californians out there. I think people will catch automatically that both of you are so in love with the Lord and you can't contain it. Your laughter is contagious. And she says, I am not kidding. She's really dead serious about this. So in love with the joy you both have. Of course, this comes with living a life full of God. And she just goes on ministering to us. And she just says that God bless us. And may we be encouraged today. And she's considering us as very powerful ministers of the gospel. Yeah. And she also says that the website is fantastic.
Congratulations. Yes.
Well, it's a team effort.
Hi, Sherry. I miss you.
We'll see you soon, Sherry. Thank you very much. Guys, more emails coming your way. Please send us your comments, suggestions, violent reactions, whatever you want to show us. Thank you very much. And that is our email for today.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
So this is now our topic for today.
Yes. Oh.
Because I
go through that a lot of times.
All of us go through this. Every single person in the world goes through something
really,
like this.
It feels like I go through it many times. I'm just glad that, you know, you're saying that all of us go through it.
Okay, what so are we talking topic? About? Our topic is when storms come in our lives. The problems that we go through, the different difficult things that we go through every day. And if you can see Sister Evelyn, she's just scrunching her head.
Yeah, I'm holding my face and I can't contain the emotion.
Please don't do that because you might start rearranging your face and your eyes might start being...
But see, that's the kind of reaction I go through when I'm in the middle of a storm, when I'm right in the eye of the storm.
We go through a lot of problems and... And a lot of people, even, you know, a lot of people think even pastors are exempted from problems. But, you know, that has changed. I'm glad that, because, you know, for years people have thought that pastors are living a perfect life. Newsflash, people, we go through stuff every single day.
And you know what? Some storms are God sent.
Mm-hmm.
And some storms are self-inflicted.
That's right. Self-inflicted storms. Some just, you know, there are just some storms that just walk into your life.
And you just don't know where it comes from.
Or they're, like what you said, there are just some storms that you just walk through it. I mean, you're the one going through the storm by yourself. But all of us go through different kinds of problems.
Yeah, whatever it is, self-inflicted or God-sent.
Mm-hmm. But all of us go through different kinds of problems, and whatever you're going through right now, or whatever problem you're going through right now may not be the same as I'm going through, but all of us go through problems, and it does affect us. Show me a person who says, I'm going through a problem right now, and I'm not affected.
Oh, that's a lie. I mean, it's not true. It's a cover-up. It's
even
a,
Christians,
some
you know.
Some people just deny that they have problems or they have storms. It can come in different intensities, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some come in, you know, there are signal storms, like a milder one is signal storm number one, a harsher one is number two, and the violent one comes on number three and four. Now, problems can come in various intensities. So what kind of problem are you talking about here? When you say storm, Pastor Rodney,
right.
That means to say that it sounds like it's a horrible one.
You know, to me, I think problems in terms of intensity are relative. Mm. It depends on the person, because what you may be going through, like when I mentioned earlier, you may be going through something very simple in my eyes, but in your eyes, it's something very, very difficult.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
there.
It's relative in the way, in our maturity, in our age, like the teenagers are going through puberty and peer pressure. That we may say, oh, they're just very easy to handle.
Yeah, because you went through that already.
Yeah, because we're already survivors of that storm.
Yeah.
But the reality here is that everybody goes through a problem. Now, you mentioned something earlier that I just kind of caught on to it.
Mm.
You have to admit that there is a problem. You mentioned that. And that's very important. Because in order for us to survive a storm, you need to first acknowledge that, hey, I have a problem. Or I am going through a problem.
Well, you know, when people are on denial and they try to suppress an existing problem, they will not be able to solve it, confront it, pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
and discuss about it with close friends who can help. And if you're on denial, it can be unresolved,
right?
And it will just stay there forever.
It's not only that. It can even grow into something bigger. It's just like an open wound.
Yeah.
You don't take care of it. You deny that, oh, I'm okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's actually forming
It's festering.
It's just getting worse every day. You're not taking care of it. And next thing you know, it's just going to spread.
Yeah, and they'll amputate that part
right.
of their body.
Yeah, because it's eating up. And that's what problems do in our life. If we don't face it, we just run away from the problems. We run away from the storm. We don't face the storms in our life. It's going to catch up. And when it catches us, it's twice, thrice bigger than it was before.
All right. Now, if people are on denial, it's because it's painful, Rodney.
It is.
It's scary.
It is.
I mean, fear is there. Confusion is there. It causes anxiety. It causes a dilemma. And so, I mean, who wants to go through that, Pastor Rodney?
Nobody wants to go through storms. Nobody wants to go through problems. But it's a reality of life.
All right. So now, when storms come, what do you do? What do we do?
Now, a lot of people, they either try to find a solution, quick fix solution.
Mm-hmm.
Others deal with it differently. Like, for example, they're depressed.
Yeah.
So instead of just, you know, dealing with it, getting on with it, they either eat or shop.
Yes.
You know, go through...
I have some suggestions here. But
oh, you do?
It's not a healthy suggestion.
Okay.
Some people would just bury themselves in ministry or work.
Just
become
keep themselves
workaholic.
Distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong being busy just to somehow take your mind away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes now an escape...
Yes. That's unhealthy.
That's unhealthy. When you're trying to build your own world... And saying, oh, the problem does not exist, then we have a problem.
You don't want to go through that. You don't want to go into that part of your life where reality is there.
Right.
The best thing to do is find a confidant, a friend who has no other agenda but to be there
right.
for you, to listen with you.
Mm-hmm. This happened to me, and I'm sure it has happened mm-hmm. to you, and it has happened to a lot of our listeners. Some people take advantage of your weakness. When you are in the midst of a storm, like, for example, for a woman who's very devastated, and then there's a man who comes in and somehow takes advantage of the feelings.
Yeah, a man in shining armor.
Yeah, but it's actually...
Advantage of a woman in distress.
Yeah, but it's actually not in the shining armor, but inside the armor, there's a little troll that's... rearing his ugly head
so
right there.
So that's not the kind of friends
that
women should go to.
Yes, or probably a man who's devastated because of a problem and then the friends surround him, but actually they're taking advantage of his weakness and using his money and his power and authority.
Yes.
You know, if we are not careful with the people we hang out with the people that surround us, instead of giving us confidence and encouragement, they pull us down all the more into that darkness that we should get out with. So you're saying earlier that we should find a confidant.
Yes.
Somebody who should be there regardless of the situation and should be reliable.
One who has wisdom.
That's right.
And one who's God-fearing.
Mm-hmm.
Tested. You know, that they already went through a lot.
But there's someone who's ultimately will be there regardless of whatever happens. And who is this person? You want to know about this person?
Wow, I'd like to meet that one.
Well, we're going to talk about this person.
Just
be patient. We gotta do this, okay? We're going to talk to you more about this topic when storms come in our lives. And we're going to introduce to you this special person that can help you out right after this.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, or the moon by night. The Lord will keep from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
are back, episode number 12, God is at Work podcast. And we are talking about when storms come in our lives. Now, before the break, we were talking about this wonderful, special person that has come into the life of Brother Rodney, the life of Sister Evelyn, and countless others out there that has made piercing through the storm a lot easier, a lot better, a lot more comforting. And who is this person?
Definitely somebody who's very personal, mm-hmm. and knows our every need. It's somebody who also feels what we feel.
Someone who knows what we're going
through. Who can relate.
That's right.
Yes.
And somebody who's so caring and loving that he is going to stick with you in the beginning of the storm, in the middle of the storm, after the storm.
Wow.
He's not the kind of person who's just going to flee and say, hey, this is too much pressure. Yeah. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And that person is Jesus Christ.
It's not just a name.
It is not just
a name. This is a person we're talking about.
And it is not just an historical figure. This is a living God. And his name is Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, folks. I'm not pulling your leg, but if you're going through a storm right now, the best person that should be in your boat right now is Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I remember in the scripture, he was in the boat with some of his close apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so scared because Jesus was fast asleep. And when they woke him up, he said, ye of little faith. So faith is required here.
Of course.
Believe.
When you're going to ask Jesus to be with you in the storm, the first thing you need to have is accept him in your life. Make him your Lord and Savior and have a relationship with him. And not just leave him when the storm is done. No, you have to be with him all the time. And there have been countless testimonies about people who have given their life to Christ and they're going through a storm. And, you know, instead of seeing them very sad and depressed, no, you're still seeing them smiling. Why? Because they are dependent on the Lord.
Because Jesus Christ himself said, he has overcome the world. Do not fear. And to cast all our burdens upon him so that we can receive his rest.
Now, we're not saying here that you're going to have a perfect life, problem-free life, if you have Jesus in your life.
Well, that's not true, because we are going, definitely as we stay here on this world, we're going to go through various kinds of problems.
And it may be big problems, it may be small problems, it may be life-changing problems. It may not be you per se, but a family member, a son, a daughter, a wife or a husband, but you know, all of us will go through storms. And unfortunately, those that we can depend on in the midst of these storms, most of them, if not all of them, will fail. Money, power, possession, authority, even the ones that we love.
Yes, your pastors can fail.
Even
you.
The pastors,
yes.
Even me, if my wife will go through something difficult, I may fail also.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing great about this is that our God does not fail.
You know what Jesus said? While the apostles were so frantic in the boat, and so they woke him up. Jesus just said, peace, be still.
Wow.
And peace, the storm just stop. Yeah, just like that. That's one. But Jesus Christ also said that he can walk with us as we walk through the valley.
Right. So he's going to be with us. He's not just going to... It's just like the ones in the... You seen these movies like medieval movies or magical movies wherein they say, okay, I'm going to guide you through, but I can only stay until this point, and then you go ahead.
Yeah.
No, Jesus is not like that. He's going to stick with you until the end of time.
So the approach is variable. I mean, God is not predictable. He's not like in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he will just say, yes, I will make that problem go away right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times, or many times, when he will just allow us to go through that storm, but he walks with us.
Now, there's a mindset that you have to have when you're going through a storm. And the best scripture I can recommend is James chapter 1. If you have a Bible, look it up. It says there, be joyful when you face trials of many kinds. And then he just goes on encouraging you, but one of the encouraging words there is because it is testing your faith. It makes you stronger. It makes your faith stronger in the Lord. And that's how our faith becomes stronger, when we get tested.
Yes, you know? It's just like gold. you can see the gold when you increase the pressure. That's remove right. all the dross. Yes. Remove all the other ingredients that are not supposed to be there.
So when you're going through a storm right now, you have to ask God, Lord. Don't ask the Lord. Lord, why me?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, why me? Why not? There are a lot of evil people out there killing each
Rodney?
Other. Why not? Okay, I'm not going to say the same thing. But, you know, but instead of saying that, is ask the Lord, all right, Lord, what's your plan here?
Yeah.
What do you want me to become after this storm? And, you know, one thing great about this is that you become stronger after this storm. You become stronger in your faith. And you see how God will move in your life, especially during those times or during those storms that it just seems so impossible
oh, yes.
to fix oh. or impossible to go through.
Yeah.
But God is there.
But on hindsight, you know, mm-hmm. You know how old I am.
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I don't even know. There are a lot of things, you know, I don't know.
When you, the older you get, I mean, you can have the track records of all the seemingly unsurpassable problems, but hey, I went through that.
Mm-hmm.
I came scathed and battle scarred, but I'm better. I'm fine. I'm wiser.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you can use whatever you've experienced in the past to encourage a lot of people.
Yes,
who are going through the same thing now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, see, that's another benefit
yes.
of going through a storm with mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah.
You are not only giving God the glory, but or one of the things is, you can use this testimony and encourage someone and say, you know, I've gone through the same thing.
Yes.
I went through the same mm-hmm. thing. And God is faithful. And yep. I'm sure He can go through.
Yeah.
He can be
yeah.
faithful with you as well.
Yes.
So, see?
Okay.
So, now you become a blessing. A curse that you thought was yeah. is now turned into a blessing.
I told you earlier that I wanted to sing because I remember a song. It's an old, old song, folks. I don't know if you young people there can relate or know this song. The lyrics goes this way. I'm not going to sing. I'm just dictating.
You can sing it. It's an open mind thing.
When you walk mm-hmm. through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky mm-hmm. and the sweet silver song of a lark. It's so high now so I can just talk. Walk on with hope in your heart. Just have hope in your heart.
And how can you have hope in your heart if you don't have Jesus in your life? You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ in order for you to experience what real hope is.
That relationship.
Because a lot of things can give you false
important.
Hope.
Yes.
Money can give you false hope.
Mm-hmm.
Position can give you false hope. The family around you can give you false hope. But when you have a relationship with Christ, it is not something that is fake. It is very real. And you can feel it in your spirit. So if you're here right now, you're listening to this podcast, you're listening through the internet, we want to encourage you, Sister Evelyn and I want to encourage you. You are going through a storm today, but let God guide you in this storm. If you've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ, now is the best time. Now is the best time. And Sister Evelyn will lead you to a prayer.
You know, just right now, I'm receiving something. You must be someone who went through an abortion or several abortions. And that is really a horrible storm that you're going through. And for those who have problems, financial, relationship, ungodly relationship, whatever it is, nothing is impossible with God.
That's right.
And whatever sin that you're going through, God has this kind of love that is called agape. It's an unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
He came here, Jesus Christ came here for all the sinners like you and me. And so I just want to pray with you and pray with me.
That's right.
Come, just open your heart and believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin and died for all our sicknesses, and there is hope. Pray with me now.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you that you are our Savior,
yes, Lord.
Our Redeemer, our friend. I open my heart to you and allow you to come in and be the Lord of my life. I went through a lot, Lord God. a lot of sinful, horrendous things that I have done. And I know that by accepting you in my life, you will forgive me. Thank you for that forgiveness. Thank you for that cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood in my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will strengthen me in this commitment and to resist temptation. Thank you, Lord. Now allow me now to pray for those who are going through the storm. You're right in the middle of a storm.
Yes.
Father God, I pray that you will speak peace in the hearts of every man, woman, and child listening in this podcast.
Yes,
that as they're going through this storm, there is fear and anxiety and even frustrations, Lord God, and confusions. Father, I pray that you will speak peace right this very moment.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you are not going to fail these ones who believe. I pray that right this moment, the peace that passes all understanding will surround them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just prayed that prayer with us, expect great things to happen in your life simply because God is at work in your life. All right.
Hey, I just felt that person who had an abortion, really, I did. Please email us if...
That was you. Email us.
That was you, please. Yes.
Even if you hide yourself behind a name, it's fine. Just email us. Let us know how this podcast has touched your life. Share it to the people. This is for free. Just, you know, let people hear about this.
Yes.
Well, it's another wonderful 12th edition of God is at Work podcast. Next week, number 13. We're going to be talking about how do you share Christ to others.
Yeah, but we need to hear from you.
Please do email us, info@wordfortheworld.com. Well, this is another edition of God is at Work podcast. Thank you very much, Sister Evelyn.
God bless you, Pastor Rodney.
It is always a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Oh, the feeling is mutual.
And folks, we'll see you again next week here at God is at Work podcast. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye.